What an afternoon at the LNE Arts Stadium. Jovan McCarma's late winner in front of a packed crowd kept City's unbeaten run going with a 1-0 win over Leyton Orient. The big 3 points puts the Imps sixth in the table, with playoff destiny in our own hands as we head into the final six games of the season. Where else to start then with the match winner, who talks us through that magical moment.
So the ball's obviously came over the top. I've gone to hold it up, got dragged to the side a bit, and then I've just counter-pressed. You know, the manager's always on to us about counter-pressing, and, you know, I didn't drop my head, just gone straight after the ball. Blocked his pass and then just drove inside, and then obviously just strikes in the bottom corner. So, you know, definitely buzzing with that, yeah.
And then you disappeared below your teammates.
Pardon?
Disappeared below your teammates.
Yeah, I know, yeah. They all came running over, buzzing. You know, it's big 3 points that. Obviously now we're in top six, so it's big, yeah.
Yeah, it's about finding a way, isn't it, at this stage of the season? It doesn't matter whether Orient caused you problems for the game.
Yeah.
It's about getting the result.
Yeah, definitely. That's the most important thing, yeah.
And, I mean, it felt as well like Freddie came on as well, the two of you, two younger players, and you both made an impact.
Yeah, no, definitely. You know, Freddie's a big guy as well, so he uses his size really well. Obviously, he got a few shots off as well, so it was good for us both to get on and make an impact in the game.
It feels like when we watched you now that we can see an improvement in you. Clearly, a lot of work with Michael Squire and the coach and stuff. Give us an idea of their conversation with you and what they're looking for from you.
You know, it's just they all believe in me. You know, I've talked to them all the time. It's just I've got to keep my head down, stay focused and just keep working hard, just working hard every single day. And, you know, that's what I've been doing. And as you can see recently, it's been a big improvement, yeah.
I mean, these are no mugs that you've bullied these two players that you've got this goal for.
Yeah, it was good. It was a good moment, but yeah.
It's about building. There is a game coming up on Monday for the team away at Carlisle. We've actually won at Peterborough today. So yes, they're bottom of the table, but that's another difficult game. But you want to go there and maintain the run you're on.
Yeah, definitely. You know, we go into that game, and we go into every game. You know, we need 3 points at the end of it. So that's exactly what we do.
Yeah, family here, were they watching here? I saw you go across to one side of the stadium at the end. Did they get to see your goal?
Yeah, they were over on the far side, so I had to go over and celebrate with them. It was a good moment for me and my family, yeah.
Yeah, it's a nice goal at Barnsley, but this is a lot better, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. You know, individual goals, so it means a lot more, yeah. Especially how the game was going, 0-0, and how we needed the 3 points. So, yeah, it was nice.
Yeah, a special afternoon for the Academy graduate, and he has every right to be delighted with his contribution. Head coach Michael Skubala was particularly pleased with the character and resilience shown as his side battled against their playoff rivals.
When you look at that game, it was a tough game for us, and in the end we've got Sean, Freddie and Jovan, and I thought Freddie and Jovan came on and affected the game against the wind in how we wanted to do it, and then Jovan took his moment, took his goal, and we had to scrap it out, but I'm really pleased with the young lads.
And he's got a great physicality. When you see Jovan up close, he's a big unit, and maybe at times in the past he hasn't used it, but he really used it today to bully two very good players at this level and find the finish.
Yeah, Jovan's still learning. We have to remember, footballers need to still learn, and the more Jovan works at his game, and he has the profile and the ability like Freddie, like Joe, like Ben House, and he's just learning his game, but we know he's got that finish. Like I said to you, in training every day I see the quality that they all bring. And Jovan brings that quality, and I'm just really pleased that, you know, he's got a goal to help us get 3 points.
And equally, Freddie, when he came on, he bashed them up a bit as well and caused them lots of problems physically as well.
Yeah, we were struggling. We were struggling with the game in terms of the physicality. We were struggling with the wind. We were struggling with the scrappiness. You know, I think they played some nice football. They dominated possession. And, you know, it was one of those games where we probably had to grind it out. Let's be honest, we weren't great today in all stretches. But, you know, when you come off the back of a break, you come off the back of scoring lots of goals, maybe we know we've got to have these types of wins as well if we're going to do it, and we're going to have to scrap things out, and we're going to have to fight for points. And I thought, you know, the back line today, Pordy, Sean, Mitch and the keeper were phenomenal. Like, if you think about the times we had to head it out again and deal with all those, and it's a tough shift for, you know, eights who are playing sixes. So yeah, if we're going to do anything this year, we're going to have those moments that are not so nice football, but we grind a win out.
Yeah, it's all built on clean sheets.
Yeah, of course it is. And the game's built on clean sheets. And when they throw in it on us at the end, you're confident that the skipper's going to come and edit. And I think he was just phenomenal again today.
And it also was, I think it'd be fair to say, Orient made it very difficult with the way they played the game today for your team, for patches of it.
Yeah, I think they came with a very different shape they'd usually come with, because they've had a couple of weeks to do some work on it, and you could definitely see they came with a diamond, which is not their usual shape, and we planned for something else, so, you know, we had to work out. And I said to the lads at half time, it took us 35 minutes to work this out. together, because you know we could do it, but getting the information onto the pitch is difficult. And then when the game settled, then we had to deal with the wind second half. So I just think all round it was a resilient performance that you're going to need in these moments.
It was about character. It felt like a resilience, character. They're the two words that come into my head about today.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. And then energy when we made the subs to get people on the pitch, and then people trying to shore up midfield, and you know we're throwing TJ in there, who's trying to look after things. So it's about energy, it's about character, it's about the mentality of trying to keep doing the right thing. And then when we won 1-0 up, I think everybody thought we were going to win the game, because we know we're really strong defensively.
You can only take care of yourself, but obviously results elsewhere help, and you're up into sixth in the table with Oxford conceding late on, drawing 1-1, and then a draw for Stevenage. I'm checking myself now, Blackpool losing 1-0. Look, it's a long way to go, I know you're going to say that to me, but nonetheless, to get the team into the playoffs is a great thing.
I think they've been phenomenal. You know, I really think they've been phenomenal in the last 13, 14 games since the Wiccan game. You see it today, we weren't quite how we wanted to look, but sometimes you just got to grind it out. You've just told me the results. I know someone said we were up into sixth, but still a long way to go.
Thank you. And just finally, Carlisle, coming up after us about that on Monday. Look, people might just quickly look at the league table and look at the positions, but you may not know this, maybe you do know this, but they've won at Peterborough 3-1 today, which kind of underlines in this league, as we always say, in any league, anyone can beat anyone.
And I think if you're not on it, you get hurt. And I think it's as simple as that. If you don't bring 100% to every game at this level, you get hurt. And you know, I don't know what's gone on, but we have to be on it at Carlisle. There's no point doing a hard shift like this and not being on it. Carlisle were 2-0 against Stevenage last week, and I watched that game. So you know, we're going to have to be on it again, and it's going to be tough. But yeah, let's see. I just want to say, Dan Norton, get well soon as well. And you know, it's really, really good to see fans getting over things. So yeah, let's just say, I just want to say thanks to him for his support as well.
I was going to say, just finally, look, we all watch football on television, but that moment just kind of proves you can't beat being in a football ground, can you, and experiencing that moment.
I know the exciting is people saying, oh, can we have five today, and, yeah, and all that. I'm like, no, let's just take 3 points in this moment. Like, you know, everyone wants to see goals, but probably that's for like the bench going crazy. That's the most exciting way to win a game, 89th minute or 90th minute, when your back's against the wall. And you know what a brilliant crowd it was, what the energy in the stadium today probably pushed the lads more. I know it sounds silly, but look, at the last moments they can hear the crowd, they can hear it, and they want to do it for as much as that. So yeah, great place to be rocking.
Yeah, it is quite some job that the manager is doing, isn't it? We're back in action on Easter Monday when we head to Carlisle United. No pre-match podcast ahead of that one, but don't forget, if you're not going to the game, it'll be available for live streaming wherever you are in the world. One way or another, you're not going to want to miss it. Bye for now.